What's going on, y'all? It's your host, Will, coming back for a new episode, Field Note Fridays, powered by Moose Utility Divisions, your brand for all seasons. On this week's episode, we are getting into our late season series again with Pat Reeve. Last week, we got into the beginning of it, kind of the surface level of going after late season whitetail. For this week, we're going to be talking about gear considerations. You know, this is the time of year that gets cold, ice, snow. One of the reasons why I'm glad in Texas, because all you folks up there that have to deal with that, y'all can keep it. I'm going to keep my Texas weather. So I'm not the one to probably pick your brain on cold weather gear. Yes, I get some cold weather here in Texas, and when things freeze up, the whole state shuts down. So you don't want to talk to me about it. So we're going to talk to Pat about this and pick his brain on it and just figure out how he likes to approach this time of year and what gear he has on him or with him. So again, y'all, thanks again for tuning in this week's episode, Hunt Stand Podcast, Field Note Fridays, powered by Moose Utility Divisions. And here we go with Mr. Pat Reeve. You know, I want to come back to what you talked about a minute ago. You know, obviously we're talking blinds here, so that's part of the gear list that I want to get into. I'm going to kind of go out of order here before we get into some more stuff like barometric pressure and weather and all that. But talk about the gear list or just some essential gear for this time of year, because I feel like that's another part of this that some people sometimes don't take it seriously. Because like the box blind thing, for example, like the Muddy Bulls, the Penthouse, like I just killed a deer out of one of the bull XLs with my daughter this past weekend. You know, they've got great sound control and scent control. We had one of those just like light variable swirly winds that you can keep those windows down and contain that scent. But aside from the blind aspect, what's some essential gear that you're going to have to kind of weather the weather?
Well, you know, it's really, I guess there's so much out there now that keeps you in the field longer, keeps you warmer than there ever has been before. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of, you know, electric heating systems and clothing that you didn't have that option before. But, you know, what I do is, of course, you know, when it comes to late season hunting, I'm layering, you know, my clothing, and usually my base layer is merino wool. And, you know, I layer, of course, walk in, I'm not completely fully dressed. I, you know, I'll tie my parka or whatever, my outer gear, you know, onto my pack, and I won't dress until I, you know, I don't want to get all sweated up going into to my stand or my blind. Yeah. So, you know, layering, you know, with different things, of course, merino wool is a great one because it's quiet and keeps you very warm. I use some down too. Down is obviously a great insulating factor. And you know, your outerwear is extremely important because you want to have something that's quiet on the outside, and because you know, if you go in, you know, and you're sitting there, especially in a tree stand situation, just the slightest movement, if you got noisy or gear that gets noisy when it gets cold, believe it or not, clothing gets colder or gets noisier as it gets colder. And if it's ultra cold, you want to have, you know, something that's super quiet. A lot of times, you know, you can just feel the garments that are super soft, and they have like a soft, puffy feel on the outside versus that plasticky rain type
DWR coating. Yeah.
Like Gore-Tex or something gets noisy as it gets colder. Stuff that, you know, keeps you out there and keeps you quiet is ultra important. Of course, footwear, you know, my wife has a real issue with, you know, feet getting cold. So people ask us all the time, well, what do? And, you know, there's all kinds of different products out there to keep your feet warm, but, we found the best one, was, an, electric, foot pad that goes in your boot insole that you know just attaches to a battery and can run it remotely Bluetooth to your phone and sets your temperature.
Wow.
But it's in the ski industry, and it isn't so much in the hunting industry. I know there's some in the hunting industry, and we've used some of those, but they don't work very as well as these ski insoles, that heated insoles that we're using. So that really has kept her out there a lot longer. Mm-hmm. By using, I believe they're called isotherm or something like that. I'll look it up here as we're talking, but that is one piece of equipment that's really kept us in the field longer during late season when it's super cold.
Yeah.
I also use a variety of other things. Like if I'm sitting in a tree stand, like I shot a big deer several years ago because I was in a tree stand in Saskatchewan, and a blind just wasn't an option just because of the setup. Mm-hmm. So I had to get in the tree, and I knew I'd have to sit there all day. So I took a heater bodysuit and crawled in this big sleeping bag contraption and just got in there. And those things are amazing. I mean, they will keep you warm, but they're big and they're bulky, but you sit in them like you're in a cocoon.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course they really work, because you know, your heat doesn't escape and keeps the wind off you. And that's kind of a big factor. And you know, you sit there comfortably and stay warm longer. Mm-hmm. And we use one of the other things that actually Muddy makes that I really like is they make these rechargeable hand warmers.
Yep.
And of course you can just plug them in, you know, like a little USB port, and you know, recharge them, and you can set, there's like four different settings on there from low to high. And yeah, I always have a set of those in my front pockets because that keeps my hands warm. I don't generally shoot with heavy gloves on, mm-hmm. you know, because of my release or my trigger finger.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I just keep my hands not covered, because I want to be able to feel that release go off and stuff. So but I do use those as well, as you know, or some people use hand muffs and stuff, but there's several things that a guy can do to keep yourself warm. And then one of the other big ones, I use the boot blankets. Arctic Shield makes a good boot blanket. They're not a partner of mine, but I've had a set of them, and I always slide when I'm in my stand or my blind. And if it's really cold and I don't have, you know, boots that are going to keep me completely warm, I'll put those boot blankets on, even throw a disposable hand warmer in there. And that'll generally keep my feet warm during that whole set.
Heck yeah. Well, and you know, and even just in the stands alone, box blinds, I guess you could say, you just get one of those buddy heaters pretty much, and you're good to go there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that we have them in Canada because we sit there all day.
Yeah.
And what is ironic is, you know, you can sit there all day, and they're awesome to have, but they do make a little bit of noise. They have a little whine or hiss. So if it's really quiet out, like it was this last week, you really don't want to have your heater running for a couple reasons. I mean, plus the noise is a big one, because it's got this little hiss to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other aspect for us is we're trying to film. So if you got that heater running, you're getting heat waves that are going out the right out the opening, and it just causes a mirage in your video. So we have to shut the heater off. If we see a deer coming, you know, you're reaching up and you're trying to turn this heater off quietly, and there's movement there. So heaters can be a little bit trickier. Mm-hmm. But they are nice. You know, the thing that came to mind when you mentioned, you know, you being out there, I think was your daughter you took.
Yep. This there. Past weekend, man.
Man, that I'm telling you, the blinds are the best thing for those younger kids or just first time hunters, because mm-hmm. it provides them such a more positive hunting experience. And if they go out there and they have a good time, they're most likely going to repeat and want to do it again versus going out there and hauling them out there in the cold. And like the old days, man, my dad would like, hey, there's this, the stump you're sitting on. Right.
Yeah.
And, I'd be lucky if I had a foam pad to sit on and you just, that's where you're going to stay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was not such a positive experience. Like now these kids can go sit in a blind, stay warm. They can move around and not get detected by the deer because they're in the blind, you know, play their video games, eat the snacks, whatever they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the experience. And I mean, that alone is worth, you know, every cent that I pay for a blind. Yes. Because I want those kids and all my kids to, you know, love going out and love hunting out of blinds and stuff. And we can do it as a family. Sometimes we have three or four of us in the blind, like the penthouses are, you know, ultra big.
Yeah. Big time.
And we can fit four of us in there, you know, and we got camera gear and everything, but we're enjoying that experience together, just like you talked about. And that's the coolest part.
It is, man. I mean, to be able to live and just have that moment this past weekend with her, it was pretty surreal because she's 3 years old. She's not shooting yet, but I had the crossbow and my dad was going after a shooter buck. So I was like, yeah, just drop us off. So we're just going to, this was the second time for her to ever go. Last year, we didn't see any deer. This year, I was like, you know what? If we just see one deer, I'll consider that a success because she stayed quiet enough. And lo and behold, she was the quietest three-year-old I've ever met. And one of our shooters came in and she's sitting there flipping through one of her books. And I think I had Frozen playing in the background for her and took a shot. And she didn't even know what happened until I shot. So she wants a pink gun now. So she's ready for it.
Come on, Dad. Get that gun. That Christmas is coming.
Oh, I know. I'm already looking at Black Friday deals. I'm like, okay, what kind of 22 can I get her? So
that's right. That's awesome. And that honestly, you know what, you know, though, especially girls, is to hook them when they're young,
yeah,
real young. And they love sharing time with Dad out there because they don't get a lot of dad time. So like, any of them positive experiences and stuff, you're out there making memories and it ain't always about shooting something, you know, sometimes it can be just about what you've seen or, you know, anything like that is what really keeps them out there and gets them to be a hunters the rest of their life. So I have two girls and they both are big, big hunters. And,
yeah.
And they did it the same way, man. They just had, just take them along on that journey and now they're out there doing it on their own.
Absolutely, man. And that's where I think late season's another really good time of year to introduce kids to it as well. It's just because as long as you keep them comfortable on some of those colder days, right? And like you talked about early on is you're going to see more deer, probably pattern them much easier. They're going to be concentrated on the food sources. All right, y'all, there you go. Hopefully you learned a little bit off of the gear consideration list. And if you don't have some of the things that Pat talked about, make sure you get them because some of y'all that have to deal with some negative temps and some other crazy temps and snow and ice, you're going to want it, especially if you're in a tree. Box blinds, you can get away with it with some heaters and other nice things, but make sure you have those things. And again, y'all, thanks again for tuning in this week's episode. Field Note Fridays, powered by Moose Utility Divisions, and we'll see you next week.